The 10-Minute Bible Journey, Account 46, Jesus' Crucifixion, circa AD 33. The terrible suffering and death of the Savior. At his arrest hours earlier, Jesus told a disciple to put away his sword. After all, at least 72,000 angels, 12 legions, stood ready to rescue him. Even so, Jesus continued to obey God's plan to pay the penalty for humanity's sin. His battle was not against soldiers, but against unseen principalities and spiritual forces of evil, which began in the Garden of Eden. Now, shortly after dawn, the scheming religious leaders delivered their bludgeoned prisoner to Pontius Pilate. However, this Roman governor found no basis for execution. Herod Antipas, who ruled Galilee, was in Jerusalem at the time, so Pilate sent Jesus, a Galilean, to him. Herod's soldiers mocked Jesus and dressed him in fine garments to humiliate him even more, and then returned him to Pilate. Although he wanted to release Jesus, Pilate gave the raging mob a choice: Jesus or a murderer named Barabbas. The Jewish religious leaders provoked the people to such frenzy that they cried, "Crucify! Crucify him!" And in great frustration, Pilate washed his hands before them and declared himself innocent of Jesus' blood. Horrific tortures were added to Christ's beatings and humiliations. Sometime before about 9 in the morning, Jesus was mercilessly scourged. In this savage punishment, Roman soldiers inflicted vicious lashes with lead and bone-tipped whips. They ripped open the naked flesh of the back, shoulders, and legs, and left veins and bones exposed. Jesus was probably barely able to stand when they threw a purple robe on him and then pushed a crown of thorns on his skull. Mocking, the soldiers forced Jesus to hold a reed like a king's scepter, then spat upon and struck him. Still, the crowd demanded crucifixion. The soldiers tore the robe from his open wounds and dressed him again. At first, he carried his cross, but soon a foreigner was forced to carry it the rest of the way as a multitude of onlookers followed. When he finally reached Golgotha, soldiers stripped Jesus again, and this time nailed him to the dreadful timbers. As the cross was raised and probably dropped into place, the horrific process of crucifixion began. With spikes hammered through his hands and feet, our bleeding Savior pushed, arched, and pulled his disfigured body upward for every agonizing breath. Even so, he prayed, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do." The punishment for the sins of the world was on Jesus. It is only by the blood of the Lamb of God that we can be saved from the penalty of our sin. A sign nailed above his ravaged body sarcastically read, "Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." As soldiers gambled for his garments, spectators and religious leaders reviled and cursed him aloud. Soon, however, one of the criminals dying beside him confessed his own guilt and pleaded, "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Jesus replied, "Today you will be with me in paradise." Then, beginning at about noon, an unnatural darkness fell. At 3 o'clock, Jesus screamed, "My God! My God! Why have you forsaken me?" And then, soon, "It is finished! Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." In the blackness that midday, the world's sin debt was paid. When Jesus breathed his last, the earth quaked. Rocks split, and the terrified centurion, keeping guard over Jesus, admitted, "Surely this was the Son of God." When his side was pierced, water and blood flowed out. The Messiah was dead, and the curtain of the temple tore from top to bottom. The day of Christ's execution ended with a hasty burial in a borrowed tomb. Legions of demons may have roared in demented celebration of their apparent victory. However, as all would soon realize, nothing could be further from the truth.
Key verse: greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. John 15:13.
Dear God, was there ravenous excitement among the unseen demons at Golgotha that terrible day? As the life of your Son pulsed out of his veins drop by drop, did Satan's demons rejoice? When Christ's side was pierced, did they laugh and scream in delight? As his limp body was wrapped and buried, were they euphoric? When the dejected disciples hid in great fear, did Satan's minions follow them like prowling lions seeking to devour their faith? Father, thank you that Satan did not and will not win. Please help me to live in obedience to your word and not give him any opportunity to drag me into sin.